Hi there, this is Isaac one more time. We're going to talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine a little more. Now, seriously though, the reason why is because I listened to an interview with Angie Martinez that 6ix9ine did on July 27th, 2018. And I think it could be his best interview yet. For many reasons. First, it is... It's kind of funny, right? Like, he goes in on another rapper named Vic Mensa and just annihilates him. Fatality. If you watch, like, the last 40 minutes, I mean, it's an hour and a half. The whole interview is an hour and a half. If you don't want to spend an hour and a half of your life listening to Tekashi 6ix9ine, I get that. Listen to the last 40 minutes. You'll hear this young guy. He's very funny. But yeah, he just drags him. Cats get drug. that's actually what, when I was in South Korea, in the military, my roommate wrote that on our door. He wrote, "Cats get drug." And little did I know, 18 years later, it'd be resurfacing. But that cat got drug. Yeah, that dude was funny. My roommate, let's go down memory lane for 30 seconds. Shout out Derek. His name was Derek. he used to lose his key to the room all the time. So he would leave the window unlocked and he would climb through the window. And, you know, I would just be like laying in bed or whatever. And like, I'd see the curtain rustling around and here comes Derek crawling through the window. And I was like, bro, why don't you go ahead and get that key? But anyway, cool story, bro, right? Anyways, so 6ix9ine, his interview, he talks about how he doesn't freestyle, but anyways, you'll watch this interview and you'll realize, like I did, this guy is so honest that it really gave me pause as to whether or not this young man is the supposed master of this criminal enterprise that they want us to believe. He's got all these RICO charges and racketeering, and I don't believe it. I really don't. I kind of thought maybe that was the case when I recorded the podcast devoted to 6ix9ine, but listening to the Angie Martinez interview, I don't think so. I think this guy is disrupting the industry, and you'll hear that. I'm going to play this clip for you. It's just a few minutes from the Angie Martinez interview where he talks about it. He talks about disrupting the business model of the radio. And I think he was really onto something. And I think he is the example they're trying to set. They're trying to intimidate people. I think he's going to get out. I don't think he's facing life charges, life in prison. Nah, he'll be out by 2020. Mark my words. He didn't do it. There's just no way. He's just like, and I'm sure he did some foul shit, right? Let's be honest. He's got tattoos all over his face and he's talking about gangbanging, but like he seems like just like a kind of funny, honest kid just trolling around. And I think if I was to guess, someone in the Illuminati will say, called the FBI on this guy and said, oh yeah, he's doing all this stuff and whatever, whatever. And I don't know if it's true. I just know, judging characters, that maybe that's not him. I don't think so. So I'm going to play this clip for you and I want to apologize in advance. Angie Martinez laughs into the mic incessantly. I don't know what her deal is. Someone needs to tell her to back up off the mic when she's yucking it up. But anyways, here you go.
You know what I'm saying? And he was always like, he was a kid that didn't get no radio play.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say this.
Go ahead.
Off the strength of me. But all these people that play on the radio today, like on 105,
mm-hmm.
on Hot 97, X is way bigger than, you know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he never played on the radio. Like a lot of people, like, we've been spinning him.
No, we played sad. We only played sad. No, but all the way up to that. No, we played sad first.
Sad because it
But I know sad was late. Right, sad was late. No, he was a...
Bro, he's bigger than every artist, mm-hmm. like that you guys play on the radio. Mm-hmm. And it's sad.
Yeah.
It literally, and it's ironic that it's sad and all you guys play was sad,
mm-hmm.
but it's literally sad because he, like, Say this, matter of fact, just let's say that labels didn't exist. Say Def Jam didn't exist. Say Atlantic didn't exist. Say 300 didn't exist. Say Universal didn't exist. Say Interscope didn't exist. You know none of the people that you guys play on the radio today
exist.
Would matter. No, seriously, though. These kids, X. No. They wouldn't matter.
Right.
But the X's, the pumps, the kids that run the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
With no radio, they run. Yo, you know. But don't I'm being real. This is for kids watching. These are kids that want to be somebody in life.
Yeah.
Radio is just, it's politics. I'm being honest. For the kids that really want to, radio is respected. I respect radio.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like, yo, it's okay. So, it makes me mad.
Let me stop you. There are some artists, right, that do start on the radio. There's some artists like a Cardi or somebody like that that gets started and they get radio fans because they make records that are radio friendly.
No, there's I'm not radio saying records out there that don't get the radio
spins. Of course
spins.
There are. I'm not saying it's a perfect system.
Listen, I'm just saying
there are some artists that break on radio that grow. There are some artists that break on internet, yourself, Pump, X, that included, that some artists that break on.
Run the game. 100%.
And I'm not taking that away from you. I'm just saying there's a different.
What matters now? Like, what matters now? Is it streaming or sales?
Streams.
Streams.
If radio didn't exist, I'm saying the people you guys, because it's commercial, oh my God, the face. It's clean. It's perfect. It's radio. Right?
Right.
When it's too controversial.
The face.
Because there's sponsorships, you know, I'm and there's children listening, you know, in the middle of the day. Right. And there's certain shit that can't lie.
When I go to these radio meetings, when I go to these label meetings, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they say?
What?
Yeah, they have to play this X, Y, Z amount of times because it's already. It's a meeting. Like, we had a meeting about this. You have to play this. You have to play this 8 times a day. You have to give it these amount of spins a week.
I hear that, but that's not really all the way how it works.
It's all the way how
it works. It's not all the way how it works.
I feel like the only way.
What you're saying is partially, that's right. I agree with you partially. But I also think that there's certain songs that do what, because we try it. And I've seen them. This is not my job. I don't do this. I'm defending people who do it a little bit. A little bit. I see them sometimes pick records that are doing amazing on the internet, right? Then we put them on the radio and they don't funk, they don't play for us. Well, you could see it. You could see people turn their radio stations when they don't like a song. There's actually meters that could show you when people don't like a song. So sometimes we'll take songs that do well on the internet and they'll put it in and it doesn't work on the radio. Sometimes a radio song is a different than a song that works on the internet. It's just facts. Like, that's just facts.
So what do you think? Did that change your mind at all? I thought it was pretty good. If you want the whole deal, it's on YouTube, Angie Martinez, Tekashi 6ix9ine interview. But I just wanted to share that with you real quick because I kind of thought that was that interview, albeit more interesting and entertaining than the other ones, is actually more in line with the ideas that we've been talking about with Tekashi being too disruptive to the industry, so they're taking him out. So, you know, what do you think? Let me know. Holler at me. So, that's it. This is a 10-minute little episode. It's more of an addendum to the Tekashi episode that I want you to hear because I wanted to share it with you. I thought it was very interesting. So now I'm going to get to cracking on this Sabrina for you.